This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado is launching an alert system to help find missing Indigenous people. Aaron Julian leads a new state office trying to solve more of these cases.
I know throughout Indian country, across the United States, there's lack of resources, there's lack of help, and we're always being Native myself. Communities are underserved all the time.
Julian says the new alerts will be pushed out to phones both locally and nationally when authorities activate the system in a new type of amber alert. Denver Online Elementary will close at the end of this school year. CPR's Paulo Shalceda has more.
The online learning program was created as an alternative to in-person learning while the pandemic is raging. But now, citing low enrollment and subsiding COVID precautions, the district announced its pending closure this week. The online program went from serving 550 students at its peak to just 200 this year. A majority of its students come from underserved communities. Parents pled with the district to keep it open, arguing the school benefited students. The online middle and high school programs existed before the pandemic and will remain open. I'm Paulo Shalceda, CPR News.
Reports to the anonymous student reporting system Safe to Tell were down slightly in November. The latest data shows most of the reports were related to suicide threats and school complaints. The program received more than 2,000 reports last month. Officials say just over 2% of reports overall are later deemed to be false reports. If you're someone in crisis, call or text 988. This is CPR News and KRCC. It's 2:05. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, we will listen to Fresh Air. Highs around Colorado today are in the 30s and lots of sunshine all over the place.